This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey AfterBuzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. This is episode 14 of season 8, TBD. Sierra lays hands on BK. Carly is having trouble in paradise, and you already know Jack is having trouble with his investment, so keep it locked right here. We're going to dish on all that and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Let the buzz begin. Let the buzz begin. Let the buzz begin. We about to get it in. What you going to do, Q? Conversation piece is going down because we have a special guest in the building. Of course, I have my ladies here with me, Jade and Lanisha.
What's up, y'all?
And our favorite, all the way from the ATL, he's back. Q is here. Quentin Trayvon. Hey, Q.
To get into this tea that's been going on in Atlanta.
So what did you guys think of this episode overall? This episode is going to be amazing. You guys are going to want to stay tuned to the end because we're going to play Guess That Bar. We're going to put Q to the test as well as the ladies. We have some tweets. We have a little bit of news and gossip, and we're going to get some tea exclusively from Q. All right, let's get into it. Overall thoughts?
Oh my gosh, all I can think about is Carly's relationship is confusing me. Yeah. I need to know more.
She's giving the beat. Oh, I'm not gonna say it.
I mean, when it comes to Sharonda, though, I'm just trying to understand as to why this attitude is just, I don't know. Your business is booming, but why the attitude?
Hello.
So since y'all gonna ride everybody, I think I'll ride Rashida neck a little bit tonight. And y'all know I'm team Rashida, but Rashida boo, I got to ride your neck just a little bit tonight. Who you gonna ride when we get to it?
I'm not gonna talk down on anyone. I think Jock is doing a grown man thing. Yes. He's about to propose, and he's not letting, you know, something that could be, I guess, talked about stop him from having the love of his life.
Before Jock proposes, we need to get down to the real tea of what's going on between him and this manager at his salon. Because something seems fishy in the water. I don't know about you.
He might need to go to Dr. Jeff like Carly did. We'll get into it.
I know we're going to get into Dr. Jeff, but didn't it seem like Dr. Jeff gave a good Holy Ghost word to
him? Yes.
So we're going to start from the top of the episode and work our way down.
We are going to do that. So let's get right into it. So Rashida, they decide to have some family fun, scrap and perk and... Everybody's there. Stevie's even there. Mimi's even there. So they're like having a family time.
It's a and they're not odd family time, but it's a family time. Yeah.
No arguments. It seems like they were just trying to, you know, have a little
gross
wind down from Trinidad.
And of course, Rashida with her mouth.
I don't understand.
Well, it was Mimi that brought it up.
Of course, Missy Mimi. But I love Mimi. But let me say this. When it comes down to the Rashida and Kirk situation, Rashida, you are dead wrong. And this is why I feel that way. I feel that way because, no, you don't have to have a partnership with this woman or anything like that.
Right.
But just admit that you did have something to say about her parenting. Don't walk around and act like you didn't have anything to say.
Right.
You had a lot to say about her parenting. And then when it comes out, when they question you about it, it's just like, well, I didn't say that. And it's just like, well, why are you asking me? Well, hold your bucket up.
She's trying to be too goody two shoes when she really has a little slick mouth about her, especially when it comes to somebody taking your man and having a baby with him.
Having a baby with him.
I mean, do you think she's wrong to feel the way that she feels?
I don't think she's wrong to feel the way that she feels, but what I do want you to do is stand up to the plate and admit what you said. I would be like, yes, baby, because when she made the comment about the baby being two and still being in diapers, I would have said, yes, ma'am, I said that.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am, I said that. Yeah. But she was back, I didn't say anything about your kid, you know, Rashida. Yeah. That little girl is 21, 22 years old. You are a grown woman. I want you to act grown.
Scrappy was saying that he doesn't think that she should talk to her because of the situation that he has. He's not talking to Erica right now, so he's giving advice, don't talk to
but
her.
But it's not the same. Yeah, it's a different situation.
Yeah. But you gotta think about, Mimi also chimed in. She also has a situation with Stevie, and she says that Faith also has a different situation.
Honestly, they are smart putting them together. It's like all the baby mamas and baby daddies all in one on this nice little play date.
So now we found out where the weird scene came
from. Yeah, why?
But
exactly.
All three of those situations are very
different.
Weird.
First of all,
we could never take any type of no shade, but we could take no parenting or relationship advice from Scrap.
Mainly Stevie is what I was talking about.
But you know what? Scrap has settled down from when we first saw him and doing all
that. No, he has. And then look at Mimi and Jocelyn. Has she made up with Jocelyn since you got so much advice?
I mean, they civil probably. I haven't seen any beef going on between them.
That's because Jocelyn now stays in what, Miami or Florida or somewhere?
She still won't let him see baby Bonnie Bella.
Why is that?
We'll get into that whenever. Hopefully, maybe one day Jocelyn can come back.
Come through, girl.
Into the ATL. Because Stevie keeps coming back.
Right.
And also, they introduced a new person.
Yes.
This is the salon manager for Jock's Salon. I don't even know the name of the salon. Did they tell it? Do you know? Because you're in ATL. You don't know?
It was something close to her name. But I just
Sharonda Salon.
It's a salon.
That was not the name.
So Jock is talking to Shekana because he's having a little concern about his investment. He's saying that Sharonda doesn't really know how to manage. She doesn't know how to talk to the customer. She doesn't know how to talk to the stylists, and they're down to three stylists right now.
Before we get onto that, hold on, I hate to cut you off. Does everybody need a friend like Shekana, or is Shekana, we're going to call her Nosy Kana?
I think, yes, she could be nosy, but at the same time, Shekana knows, like, you know, she knows what's up. Mm-hmm. She's trying to be there for Jock. I mean, personally, in this situation, she's trying to be there for Jock. And I appreciate it because, I mean, if it was in my situation, I would like to have my friend check it out. You know what I mean? At least to make sure I'm not tripping. Because, like, if you have a random person, they're like, oh, no, they're kind of okay. But when it's a personal level, they could check you out. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that everyone, by this time, you know who Shekana is. And you know she's the person that likes to speak up for her friends.
Well, this is the thing. They're calling on her. She's not just inserting herself like some people
do.
No,
exactly.
She's getting called on by Shay Mack, by Jock, be like, can you hold me down? Like, see what's going on. Because she knows about the hair industry. She's a celebrity style. She's been doing Tiny's hair forever.
Okay.
She knows how to, she came in there. We're ready to, you know, take over the salon. And one day, she was like, I found a towel.
Well, why she couldn't do her own salon like that?
She had an investment from Jock. See, Jock
should
have
went to her.
Why you
low key, though, she should have went to just Shekana. If you over here going to have Shekana come over to Sharonda's place and to, like, run the business. Because even at the moment, Sharonda left for a lunch break. You don't have a lunch break if you run that.
No customer service. That's number one. Especially when you're doing a service. You have to be able to talk to your customers, make sure they're happy when they walk out and not sitting there for 12 hours waiting to get their hair done.
But where were the employees?
They quit.
Nobody there.
They quit. That's
all of them, I heard there was at least three.
Everybody quit.
Okay.
All right.
I think it was Sharonda, the girl that was in the back, and then the other girl that was the towel girl.
I will say this. Now, I'm not.
Not the towel girl.
One. Come on, y'all got a little bit of shade. Now, I will say this. I'm personally not Team Shekana, but I will say she's looking very good.
She looks good.
She's looking very good. And she seems more mature, too.
You know, she seemed like, I mean, not give her too much, like, maturity credit, but she just seems like she knows what business is and what personal business is.
Shekana knows how to work the camera as well. She's coming in saying, yeah, and she's turning. She's instantly turning these scenes as soon as she stepped on the scene.
Exactly. Okay. But before she even showed up, Jock took it upon himself to take a visit to the shop, and it was like very, like, I get that he's not necessarily her boss, but it was very disrespectful tone. Like, why are you here? You don't need to be here. And she even did it when Shekinah came. So I don't even know how they opened this salon together, because the way she's talking, yeah.
It's the hair. It's literally the hair. Because he really was popping for when everyone was like, what's Jock wearing? What is this? This little, you know, blowout that he has. So, you know, of course he's going to invest in it, because she kind of made him come up a little more. You know, he was a little bit.
Now, when you say come up.
No, okay, that's what I'm
saying. Not come up.
Which part of Jock do you feel like
not come
she
up.
May come up?
But you're like, okay. Not come up, but he was the talk of the day. He was the talk of the day. Okay.
Now, when you mean talking, which microphone? Now, was it she at the radio station talking into a mic? Were they at home in a personal studio? Because that's what I'm getting from.
I mean, but then again, like, this is, to him, he thinks, you know, I got publicity from it. Because don't get me wrong, I saw the hair. And when I, like, one day I saw it on the news about his hair, and I was like, ooh. You know, even though it wasn't good press, it still caught people's attention. I feel like that's what he preached.
But listen, Jay.
It was actually a good press and a good color, but this is the thing. All this sexual tension or this tension that they're having, do we feel like something happened with Sharonda Jock?
Because the way she's acting. Yeah.
And Stevie, he mentioned it, and Game recognizes Game, okay? Yes. So Stevie, what he was saying,
that was real. Can we put that on a t-shirt?
Okay. Game recognizes Game. Hey. So he knows all about that life.
So we're gonna send it to at least one night of a rumble before Jock go down that aisle. Amen.
But the thing is, it was not just Stevie though. It was definitely all the guys who have definitely been through, you know, a little bit of, you know.
But
issues.
I feel like now that Jock is really feeling Kendra, he's like, I'm ready. Like, even, you know, though we're having a little difficulty right now, I still want to marry her. Mm-hmm. And so, do we feel like, because she said she even had a problem. Kendra had a problem with this Sharonda girl. So, it's definitely something.
Yeah, she
there.
Was bothered.
But why would she be bothered? If he invested in you, if he helped you, you know, further your career, I mean, I guess, you know, you might want some good loving, but he set you up to be good.
Like, so because somebody set you up, that's enough?
I mean, he's made it clear that Kendra's his girl. So if somebody set me up and I'm able to flourish regardless.
So when they set you up, sister, you gotta shut up.
I mean, he invested in her, so low-key.
Are you with that movement? Well, he set you up, sister, you gotta shut up.
That's a nice one.
We come with catchphrases today.
I see you, sis. I see you. Now, y'all see her pop up with a restaurant next week. She got a hookah lounge. She's selling him. And she walking in a red bottle.
All right.
I'm going to be like,
he set me up.
He set you up, man.
Hey.
Look, I'll be like, set up. You get set up?
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Carly is really going through it.
Is there a sound for that?
No.
I mean, Loki.
I mean, yeah, we feel like Carly. How are you going through this with your guy? Mm. But not only that, you know, she's basically, she's really wanting to stay with this guy and not really knowing her worth. And I feel like, is she desperate right now?
No. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say desperate because they put my own personal business out. You can tell when a person loves somebody like that. And you can tell she really cares about him and he cares about her. But they're both, I feel like, personally, they're very dominant creatures. So it's kind of like the last resort of, okay, we're going to go to counseling. We're going to 1, 2, 3 to try to get this correct. Now, they both just had a heated moment. But this is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Carly, what is going on with your stomach, boo?
What? Wait.
Oh, I didn't see her stomach. What happened?
Carly is always throwing up in the heat of the moment.
I thought you were talking about like her ass.
She was confident
throwing. Why is she always throwing when what's the guy name? When Life Jennings proposed to her, she fell out, threw up. What?
Maybe it's her. That's how she just reacts. Like her body reacts when it comes to a lot of anxiety. Because I agree. Like you said, they are both dominant people, and so you can even tell when they were talking, they couldn't even come to an agreement because she was like, "Okay, well, fine. I don't want to talk about it either."
And in that moment, and sometimes I have to tell myself, in that moment when that person is heated, you can't be heated too.
Yeah, you
got to be like, "Okay, well, hold on. Before you walk out, let's see what we can talk about. Let's see what we can work things out." But if he gets up and walk out, well, fine. Get on out there. He coming like, well.
Exactly.
But not know, I kind of saw what she was saying, the anger in his eyes.
Yes, yes,
he didn't want to admit that what he was doing was wrong. He didn't want to get to the meat of it. And he was ready to walk out on it. And I would be like, get out too. But then at the same time, she's not ready to take the ring off. She's not really ready to walk away.
She loves him.
And I appreciate that she said, I'm going to do it on my own time. But also at the same time, I don't appreciate how Mo's mannerisms kind of like gave me a little bit of a like, a very dominant physical abuse.
It does come off
because he literally looked at her when she said something about what he said. She just like, huh? Like, you did not say this. I can't believe you just said that. We're gonna deal with it. Like, type. It really gave me that very like. Very dangerous.
It scared me a little bit.
She looked scared.
Yeah. I can tell if you don't get your ass on that stage and sing, girl.
She looked scared. Like, even Carly, if you watched her, she was scared. Like, you have a curfew?
This is the thing. When you see the red flag, the controlling nature, and you go ahead and get married, that's when we are like, well, dang, how she get married? And now she's abused and she coming up with black eyes because, like I said, previous times, people put in that good work for about a year, 6 months, maybe even 2 years. Like, Jock is still finding out stuff about Kendra that they've been together for years. So you never know a person till you just grow with them.
So what do you think about this? This is kind of a common thing with women in an abusive, whether it's mentally or physically, they stay in the relationship. Now, I don't know what it is, if it's like a mental type of control, but there's so many women out there that just stay in that toxic relationship.
They woo you with like when we first saw Mo, he was cooking her breakfast, he was rubbing her feet, he was buying her Louis bags. That's how they get you, and then they slap.
And she mentioned it, though. She mentioned it earlier, and I was like, where's this
I'm talking about
from?
Controlling me, and not, so, not what do you, just
what
regular.
Kind of, what kind of boys you be with?
No, okay. It's like, you know,
so
what are
you talking
about?
I saw you bring a Louis bag in.
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking about the curse.
I'm talking about men who are controlling and abusive and how they woo the woman.
With money.
And get them,
they're very good with it.
Right. Mm. And they move so fast. Like, let's get married. And then now you're trapped.
It's really the beginning, though. That's just like you said. It's really the beginning because it's like, oh, my gosh, he's so dreamy and whatnot. So now that you're right. Now that you're in it, you're like, okay, he did it once. He won't do it again because he loves me so much. He wants to be with me. And it's like, no. So do you think that when it comes to if you get a curfew or anything, is that a red flag for you? Like, what would you actually think?
A curfew?
You are. How old?
I was breaking curfew when my mama gave me a curfew. Child, please. Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand, like, there's those text messages like, hey, I made it home. Hey, I'm okay.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That's fine.
Let me know.
But don't tell me I have to be home. You ain't my mama or my daddy.
Hold on.
I actually agree.
You like being told. No, I don't like being told. Nothing good is in the streets after 2 a.m. So if you out there, Jezebel.
Not even that.
But she went home to see her family. She was in Trinidad with her family and friends. She was on vacation.
But also at the same time, you know, she was kind of getting a little turnt because she was on the, you know, people were holding her. I mean, yeah, but at the same time, I feel like that's why Mo was like, be careful, because we know that when it comes to Caribbean, like, music and stuff,
Carly's sexuality.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you are not secure in the relationship, be in it.
Thank you.
Period.
Because you're not. Well, I guess for me, that's why I. Because listen, Q knows Q, baby. So I feel like my partner would travel with me. So that I can be seen, and I know where I'm going. So this is my thing about that. If you feel a type of way about your partner or your whatever being out, go with them. Why would you not on a trip?
Because at the end of the day,
is
the
he
way
on probation? He can travel out the country.
Because like the thing is, at the end of the day, Q. Like I agree.
I agree. Can y'all tell us in the comments? Is Mo able to travel internationally?
Oh, they got like a little bracelet on his head. And it's not from Jared's.
Oh. Well, before we get on to the next topic, I want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We really appreciate you. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. If you are watching us on YouTube, go ahead and click the thumbs up right now. Leave a comment. Chat with us in the live chat. And we'll be sure to shout you out. Thank you so much for supporting us and helping us follow our dreams. So let's just get right into BK and this dog and Sierra.
First of all, custody of dogs, because I feel like that would be a real life thing.
Yeah, it was in Legally Blonde. They had custody of the dog, and she had to go run and get her dog back.
But, can you actually make it like a real court case?
Yeah, I think you can. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
I mean, they're like kids. They're like kids. Yeah,
they are like kids.
And people really use them as kids. Like, that's their emotional support as a kid.
They're like kids, but we're not going to be doing a custody battle.
We're going to have partial
custody. Like, okay, on the weekend, you pick up little poo poo, and
oh my god,
he loves me on this. He didn't come there for other dogs. He just came there to have a reason to come.
I feel like that Sierra and BK are in that position now because they really do care about each other.
I just feel like y'all ladies don't agree.
Look how fast she was ready to move on. Like,
she did that out of her.
I was about to say, she was feeling him.
Well, I made a note about that, but she was feeling him. But this is one thing for the ladies. Did you see how disrespectful he was?
Oh, yeah, you know, you're not gonna call me scum. Like, get out.
No, I'm talking about Scrap.
Scrap was just like,
oh, I'm a single man, and you know, 1, 2, 3. And I would have been. I feel like when that scene is played back for Sierra, that's definitely gonna hurt her feelings.
Oh yeah, and not only that, she had to lay hands on BK because of how he was disrespecting her.
I mean, he was getting close. He was kind of crossing the door. Your foot was kind of getting in the way.
She didn't slap him. She just gave him a little push.
I don't think that his did it to me. His tone was disrespectful.
Yes,
but I don't. Yeah. I wasn't getting. He was gonna put his hands on.
Oh
her.
Yeah, no,
but you're not gonna be in my face at my house.
But she also slammed the door in his face.
Also at the same time, I felt like BK was really trying to make amends, and Sierra wasn't at least trying to listen.
But why?
They both were hurt.
They
were both
broken
hurt.
Up. If it's over, you can't make me leave.
They're broken up, but that doesn't mean feelings go away.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If we break up and you show up at my house unannounced, we didn't have a talk, then I don't want you here.
I mean, but he even said he's breaking up with you. But the thing is like he tried. He said he tried though. He literally said he tried and she wouldn't like listen to her at all. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go get coffee. Close the door in his face. No. With the same face. No.
Y'all got Cardi in my head. We gonna be forever.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, he didn't come with no real resolution. He just was looking like he wanted to be like, let me see if I can just try to get something real quick.
I mean, he wasn't helping his case by calling her a name, though. I mean, that was a done deal. You can get out. Boot your butt out.
So are you guys here for BK and Sierra getting back together?
No. I'm ready for her to train the dog to attack him.
Okay.
I think Sierra needs a moment for herself. That's what I would do. She's going from this to this to this and just chill out.
I think, if anything, BK needs to just show
up. Scooter. To him, so now she's kind of feeling Scrap. Yeah.
With Scrap, though, I just feel like with him...
That was a moment.
Exactly, because I really do feel like Scrap, he's over here talking about on their little man trip, talking about how, oh, you know, why is everyone bringing out my skeletons? But you're literally hitting all the women in the group. You know what I mean? You can't be upset that the men are like, so what's up? Who have you been with? So now that you're on Sierra, it's like... All right, do you like her or do you not? And I promise you that's probably going to cause a problem and there's going to be an issue because of that.
Yeah, just like it was with Moniece. He's testing the waters.
Okay. You testing too much.
He's testing all over.
The same fish. Like, go to the next country or something. Like, don't go in the same group, though.
Well, is it like that in ACL where it's just pass around?
Ooh. Yes, very much so.
Really?
That's why when we were talking earlier about the couples and about how, you know, how the first thing that we were talking about, that's real ATL.
Okay.
Outside of the cameras, that's real ATL. All the craziness bouncing the one. You be like, this DJ talking to this DJ, this whole song. You be like, y'all was this 1, 2, 3, and low-key, that's your homeboy.
So why do you think that's a norm? Why do you think, like...
I just think it's the entertainment industry, period.
ATL, I'm going to have to stay out of there.
Not even just ATL. I feel like that's entertainment
anywhere,
industry,
yeah, I was going to say anywhere.
When Carly and Sierra and Mimi were sitting down and Sierra decided to confess about her dating Scrap, Carly gave her the blessing. She said she was engaged. Like, would you guys feel okay if y'all are kind of friends with someone and...
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm. And then they start dating your ex boo.
No.
Nope.
Even if you were just screwing them.
No. If I hit it, you can't hit that. No.
I think it really depends on how like really close I was to that person. To be completely
honest,
or the
dude.
No, with the dude. Yeah, with the dude, like, and the woman. Like, it just really depends.
But at the same time, it's like, why are you...
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It ain't no fun if that homie don't have that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's disgusting.
But, yeah, no, I just think that when it comes to that, you shouldn't... At the end of the day, you can find someone else. There's a million men in the world. You don't got to be the one that I'm with.
But you see how Scrap has had everybody. I'm sure Stevie has had everybody, too. Kirk has had
Stevie
ain't had everybody.
But remember when... I mean, you remember when he was... When Jocelyn and him and Benzino was friends, and Benzino said he slept with Jocelyn, and BC will marry Jocelyn.
You know what? Well, I just feel like I'm just going to insert myself into Stevie's storyline, and you know, yeah. And then he can be ahead all of that later.
Let's just say Faith. Faith.
Oh my God. I love, you know, I love Faith and Stevie.
I do too, but who is he to give advice? Because first of all, he was trying to give advice and saying to Scrap he can't be doing all this when he's the main one doing it. Well, he's following his example.
He's a grown up now. Stevie's probably done grown
up. He with Faith. You know, he learned a little faithfulness.
I mean, so would you trust someone that has a past because some people with their past.
A good partner will change your life.
Mm. Say it again.
That's so true.
A good partner will change your life.
That's so true.
While Kirk was struggling on the zip line, the girl Sharonda calls Jock Jock calls her because Shekinah calls him, and he's like, "What's going on? Like, I'm just trying to, you know, make things right." And even if you're sleeping with somebody, even if you invest with them, how much disrespect are we going to take before we kind of dissolve this partnership? And how can we, you know, get past something that is just basically disrespect when you're putting money into someone, you're believing in someone. I wish somebody would invest in me, and she's just doing whatever she want to do, not treating customers right.
But we don't know. We don't know both sides of the story of that either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Are we seeing her blow up, though? All Jock did was walk in a salon.
At the end of the day, you got to keep it professional, though.
Professional on both ends, in my opinion.
But I don't think Jock was even being unprofessional, though. He really wasn't trying to be like, what's up? What's going on? And Sheerity went full, like, okay, chill
because
out.
Because he didn't take her to the movies the night before.
I'm crying. Some people can't handle criticism, though. I will say that. So she maybe is one of those people that just can't, you know, tolerate people giving her.
Mm-hmm. Or
you know,
he hit it and quit it, and now she is okay, feeling it.
Mama, everybody's in their feelings. Now, how do we feel about Carly's testing to be a sex coach? Do we feel like she's qualified?
What for?
I think she qualified.
But she can answer
I didn't say she wasn't. Just what for?
You can qualify when you sleep with everybody in Atlanta.
Oh my God.
You need.
I feel like that makes you get baby girl got a doctorate.
Oh my gosh.
But some people need a sex coach. Some people need some lessons. I want to know what the Indian move is still. I still to this day want to know what that Indian move is.
But she doesn't know the correct terms of how you get your orgasm and.
She got to study more pretty much.
Hold on. What's the correct term, sister?
Okay.
You know what's up?
I mean,
because she was like, correct. You just knew.
No, I'm saying the G spot. You got to hit the G spot or the clitoris.
And where's that at?
It's down there. I'll show you later.
I'm learning more and more tonight.
I'm nothing there. Like Carly. Trust me, I'm nothing like Carly. I just know a lot of things.
Let me say this about Carly.
A woman knows a woman.
I really feel like she's reaching.
Really?
About being
every storyline with Carly is reaching.
I just feel like there's no clarification of
like,
her life.
What are you talking about? It's love and hip hop. What are you talking about? We don't care.
I think it's a more dignified approach than to be a porn star. Like, we do know Mimi was a porn star at least a few seasons ago. And she's actually doing the same sex industry, but she's doing it a little more classy. She's going to coach
Mimi had a moment where she needed some money and she was dating a dum-dum. That's why I say a good partner changed your life. Right. A bad partner had you going down the road looking like a fool.
And we don't want that.
And I just feel like with Carly, it's just like you're about to be a married woman. So allegedly.
I was about to say.
You're wanting children. You're wanting to be a wife, but the other side of you wants to be a sex.
But the other side of you wants to stay out to 2 a.m. That's another thing. Like, are you? I'm just saying, even when you have a boyfriend, are we staying out all times of night?
No. Going to come home? If anything, I would love to just stay in. You know, I'm those people that like to be chilling. Now, don't get me wrong. Let's go out on Friday and then come back home, you know, have a great night.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, you're right. After a long day at work, nice wine.
Not Carly. She got toys. We about to go Trinidad. Baby girl.
Baby.
Girl, get under the cover. I got a movie on.
Carly is almost like a dude. like, you know how dudes take a long time to settle down?
She's very dominant. It's she's very, like, Carly, you know how most guys don't settle down until, like, 35, 40? Mm. Yeah. That's where she's at.
She's 45.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Simone TV, who said, literally, every Carly Red storyline is a reach, a whole stretch, honey.
Yes, it's a reach. Yeah, Carly, I feel like every storyline. Carly's a reach, baby. Everything you guys are reading. Right. Did you hear the shade? Somebody said that Carly was 45.
No, it's not shade. Yeah. It's truth.
We truth?
Mm-hmm. She on the real.
You know who's not Team Carly.
But the fact that the sheet thing is still a thing, though, I just the fact that even another episode has to do with some sheets or poo or something.
No, we didn't see the sheets or poo.
We did, but the fact that these even being brought up, you don't know.
I'm glad it's over because we're winding down.
Lie detector test.
Do you think
we don't care about that either? Like exactly. we don't care
because as soon as everybody knows, it'll be done.
But we all know they did it.
Well, Carly said she's gonna take it and she's gonna make Pooh feel real stupid. That's what she said.
Carly, we know you did it. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay to have a little nasty side. Yes, you know? It might be nasty, but it's okay.
That's super nasty. I'm good. I'm not judging you, Carly.
No, what make you look dumb is when you run away from it. I'll be like, yes, ma'am, I did it, baby. She was back there. He was back there.
He was down. We all were down.
Baby, I would have flipped the story so hard. Be like, yes, ma'am, we did that.
Look,
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with keeping it a little kept it too real.
Looking up.
I say, like Shekinah, deny.
Okay, no, I'm like Shekinah.
I know, but at a point when it continuously comes up, it's like, just admit it.
I would be like, because, I mean, for guys, we call it lying on the D. Like, I would lie on the D. I would be like, yes, my, yeah, I did that.
By the way, so, Jenna James said he got on the Aladdin Wakanda garb dashiki fit over here. To say, your little fit, okay? Okay. Jenna James.
Yes.
It looked good, so let's see.
Yes. Shout out to my designer, Mr. Tech. Thank you, Terry.
Oh, yes.
What's up? So, you know what time it is, right?
Ooh.
Get that bar.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you.
If you're not familiar with Guess That Bar, this is where I read the lyrics in monotone, and my panelists here, they have to guess the artist and the name of the song. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go. I think I picked some good songs. You guys in the live chat, help them out, okay?
ASMR.
All right. You make me happy. This you can bet. It's a clear right beside me, and I won't forget.
Go ahead, let me
know. I love you.
You know, I can't
you
tell.
You ought to know. I want to make sure I'm right.
Is this girls? Still, you get snatched? No, it's not.
No, I feel like you did that before.
Right. No.
We hurt each other, yeah, and boy, it's a shame.
Oh, no, this ain't
actually. I won't be no fool. I want to know. I want to make sure I'm bright, boy, before.
Read that first
line. What's up, YouTube? What's up, live chat? What do you think?
This is J. Cole.
Read that first line. Oh, okay.
What was the first line? You make me happy? That was the first line. You make me happy?
What was the regret? All right,
take us along. Oh,
is it?
Three.
Is it
two?
Before I Let Go?
Before I
By Beyonce?
Yes!
Hey. Really? Oh, shit. Look at that.
You don't even say it to the beat or nothing. That's the trick.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. She does it with you.
I'm trying to match that to this. I'm like,
hey.
I'm one of
the All right, you got another lyric. Now, we once was two of the same kind.
Now she's a rapper.
Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line.
Hey.
You was just a little smaller, but you still rolled.
Oh,
got stretched to the YA and hit the hood swole.
Hey, okay,
and
I like this version though.
Jerry Curl didn't learn.
Jerry
on the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls.
Nope.
Y'all don't know
this. I'm not gonna lie, it sounded like a whole new song.
Okay.
Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the moth, don't wanna chase tail.
Why does it sound familiar?
Just because it is.
Just got bail.
It does.
Who said just got bail?
Y'all don't know.
I got one. It's okay.
She got a player for life, and that's no BS. I know we grew apart. You probably don't remember. I used to fiend for your sister. Went up in her.
What's up, live chat? What do you think? What do you think?
I was trying to give you more and more, but it was Tupac. I ain't mad at you.
You know when need to start playing? Right. You need to start playing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do one more time. Okay.
All y'all know is the Migos. Right. And Beyonce.
I mean, you know, it kind of throws you off when you do, like, you know, now and then you go back.
We need to start doing different
popular
lines from like different reality shows.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm gonna Jenna James. I have one more song. Okay. I know you're gonna get this.
Okay.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love her.
Squeeze her, kiss her.
If y'all don't know this, I'm done.
No.
I help them.
I need them to be here.
The live audience. Come on.
We have no live audience.
Trying to tell them the
lover.
Oh, she knows it. Oh, she read it.
I am the worst at reading lips.
You guys, it's poison, my baby.
Yeah. Oh, dang. That girl is poison. If I were you, I'd take precaution.
I am convinced that you have the lyrics, but it's okay.
You should have mouthed it to us.
Right?
Clear.
It's funny. I don't know what you said. I thought you were saying point.
Okay. I didn't know what you said.
You guys, we have some guests in the building you can't see. Yes. Shout out to them for helping out the panel, even though they didn't get the answer. But if you guys... love guests at bar. Let us know in the comments. Mm-hmm. We're about to get into the trending tweets. I have a couple tweets that I found. And right, Born Simone. Pretty 84, she says, so I'm watching Love & Hip Hop ATL, and this little conversation between Rashida and Jasmine is stupid. Mm. Rashida stay trying to sun Jasmine, and it makes her look crazy. Why does she have to go through Kelsey? Kirk didn't go through Kelsey when he was having sex with Jasmine. Born Pretty went hard with that tweet.
Born Pretty, that was very
Can
ugly.
We pin that? That was very... Okay. That was just...
But I tell you what, I agree with her.
It's real.
Hashtag Rashida grow up.
Okay.
Hashtag Rashida grow up.
I mean,
and
but
I
do
love
you,
Rashida.
I mean, but do you think that, like, you know, she needs to know about what's going on, though?
Yes, ma'am. That's my man. That's my... He sleep with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Baby, I'm the one.
Who we texting?
To my husband,
who we texting?
Very
clear.
Who we texting? Tell them
how to tweet in because
iPhone. No, that's our phone. Put it on the desk at night when you go to bed.
Let me look at that.
So when I pick these tweets, these are the top tweeters that are tweeting about Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And we have another one from Lisa. Too grateful. Okay. I cannot be the only one wondering what the F Jock is even questioning. You already have damn near a herd, for God's sake. Marry this woman. She's smart. Because if you don't work out, she's going to see you. No kids, no ish. She's hasta la vista.
Exactly,
baby.
Because you know what? At least, you know, she will not have a baby by Jock, and she can just leave when she wants to leave. I agree. That's really funny that they said herd, because low key, it's a herd. You have 8 kids. So why are you pressuring Kendra to have kids? You know, if y'all are meant to have kids, y'all are meant to have kids. But you cannot get
She'd be stupid if she had a baby by Jock.
Yeah.
Okay. Even if they get married?
Hey, we better be married 5 years or 6 years. But it's not going to be.
For like 5+.
But it's not going to be a year and boop. No.
But do we feel like somebody with 8 kids is damaged good? Because Moneybagg Yo, he has like 7 kids too. These rappers got too many kids. How they be spreading these everywhere
and
like this?
Are you clean? In the country, South, a lot of people, they got a lot of kids.
You're not having 4 baby mamas, though.
No,
I'm kind of biased because...
Not even one baby daddy.
I'm kind of biased because I already have a kid. So I guess.
But you're going to have multiple babies?
No, I'm not having any more children.
Yeah.
No. My partner have to really, really want to adopt. But my first one is biologically mine.
Mm-hmm.
What the first tweet say I sleep?
But would you want to, like, later on, though?
Maybe? For right now, no. My son is 8. He'll be 9 in September. That's a big gap. Uh-huh. And like all of my siblings, we're all doorsteps. We, 2, 4, 6, 8. Like we were all for 8, and then I go back to diapers. Yeah. Oh man!
And it makes sense because my friend and I were talking about that. The you know having your kids at the same time is better than just having someone that's such a big gap.
But then we were talking about Bambi last week, who is like, I need to rest. Like I'm not ready to just pop out another kid. You know,
I think she can wait 2 years. Though. Yeah, I was gonna say still it's young. Still young.
Like I feel like anything over like 5 years, like, okay, when the next baby coming? Because because you want your kids to grow up together and have memories together. Like, my, I have an aunt for, and I don't want to take up too much time. For example, she had a baby graduate with a doctorate. So you have to go to school extra longer than somebody just a regular 4 years. And then she turned around and had a newborn the day after her first kid went across the stage. Baby, you started over. You started all the way over. You were in the clear. And you said, no, ma'am. So,
well,
no.
Some people are built to be moms and dads.
I mean, without, you know.
I'm not. I'm just saying. I will one day, but right now I'm good.
You are shady today.
Okay, she's been coming.
She's been coming. It's using me. This one is on one tonight. Some people are built to be moms and dads. So,
But speaking of kids, though, Jenna James said heard some of the Love and Hip Hop cast may guest appear on this current new season of Growing Up Hip Hop ATL.
Who is gonna be? Give us a tease.
I know Andrea Kelly's daughter is gonna be on there. Who's R. Kelly's daughter?
That's gonna be interesting.
She'll be on there. I am interested. You know what? That was a real smart move with TV. And I say that because right after all of this R. Kelly noise,
we trying to hear what's going on. What do you think about it?
She opens up and gives us TV. It's done. Right. Somebody's gonna be into some trouble.
I mean, she won't be happy though.
Oh, speaking of that, I want more tea from you, Q. Because you're down there, the cast is down there, you are connected with some of them.
The reunion just aired. Of course, I can't say anything about the reunion, but it was very interesting. But what I will say is our girl Akbar V is on 10,000. And y'all already know our thoughts on Akbar. It's kind of like, girl, it's your first. This is my thoughts on Akbar. And I like Akbar, you know, personally because I know her personally. Don't one season yourself. Yeah, okay. Do not twirl in and twirl out because she was on live the day of the reunion, which you're not supposed to do. She was showing her outfit the day of the reunion, which you're not supposed to do. You know, she just broke a lot of guidelines. And right now, do you guys know Light Skin Keisha? The song was like, what's the song? I'm a really number five, you better believe that.
They slow to play stuff like that.
Okay, well, anyways. They have this big beef going on right now in Atlanta that Akbar and Light Skin Keisha is the queen of Atlanta. And if you go back and look on some of Akbar's recent posts, she is going at it. She is calling this girl every name in the book. But if you go on Light Skin Keisha's page, she ain't said one word about this girl.
But that's what we were saying last week. Akbar has a mouth on her. Yeah. She challenges
and she's
everything.
Starting fights.
Do they give rules what she can say or whatnot and what she can do?
Yeah, they give rules.
Why does she follow them though?
Because she just feel like, I'm the queen, I can do what I want, I can beat up everybody in the room.
That's what I'm saying. You see how she talks to her friends, she's probably doing that to production. Like, you're right, you're going to one season yourself because nobody wants to deal with that. Like, they said that the same thing about Tommy.
They're going to be like Tommy,
And it sucks because she has potential. Yeah. Like, to do, she's more than a one season type of character, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she could have longevity. Mm-hmm. What do we think Akbar should do to kind of, like, get the diamond in the rough off of her and just, you know, shine to be the gem and the diamond that she is.
I just want her to realize that not everyone is like out to get her and that she just needs to accept what, you know, for real, because, you know, she did come from like a really rough like background to where like she thinks everyone's attacking her and stuff, but now you're here, girl, like, you know what I mean, you're on reality TV, you're getting your music out, so now it's time to start changing and start adapting to the entertainment industry that you're trying to get into.
Somebody got a tail in the comments the other day though. They were just like, you keep talking about the Queen of Atlanta, where's your music? For the album. She was like, it's coming, I'm getting ready to be signed to this. And they was like, yeah, well, why are you only doing all this talking? Tokyo just put out a song, so what's cool?
Right, and I could just see her like going off on a fan or somebody that's in the comments, and you can't do that. Like, everybody that talks bad to you, you can't react to it.
She will learn though.
Being from reality TV, sometimes you do got to jump down in the comments and twirl with somebody.
Nothing wrong with comments.
I'm about to say, because I will get down there and twirl with you at least one good old time.
But when do you think it's time to comment though?
Like, I don't mind you having an opinion, but don't come and be disrespectful and just throw out things that you don't know are true.
Yeah.
Or you come in personally attacking me personally with things that you just lies. Like, you could be like, I think Q is this on the show. I think, you know, Miss Conversation Piece is this. When you just, I'd be like, okay, cool. Yeah, you can have your opinion. I don't really care.
I don't pay no mind.
But when you come in and I seen Q here and doing what, because I had to get with somebody the other day and I had to get with this person. I was just like, let's be clear, we see each other a lot around the city. So I had to pull an Akbar.
All right, before we get out of here, I have a little bit of news and gossip. I have
AfterBuzz TV News.
A little bit of tea.
Yes.
So, guess what? MTV Awards just happened this weekend. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta got
the pop.
Yes, so we are on the right show, you guys.
Yes.
Always live, it's always lit. But one thing I did see on Instagram was NIE, she went crazy on Instagram. And now, yo, she went bananas. But this time it was really sad. And I actually watched her live and watched her, like, her manic depression state. And she's now in the hospital getting help. That's what they say. Jonathan, her friend, helped her. Her husband also helped her. And during this live, her kids were playing in the background. She was just going off, talking about producers. You better put me on the show. If you don't put me on the show, then it's going to be a problem. She was going off on Juju. Oh. She was going crazy.
But that's what happens. A same couple cast members that's on my show. That's what happens when you get on reality TV and you mess it up. Mm-hmm. You mess up your platform. You mess up the moment that you're supposed to promote yourself, mm-hmm. promote what it is that you do, but you go in there thinking it's a read session or it's about this and it's about that, and then you want to come at production. It wasn't production fault when you got drunk and went on set and acted an ass. That was you.
And it wasn't drunk. It was drugs.
That's worse.
Under the influence.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know that you're on a TV where millions are watching, but you decide to take it and not show not one thing. What do Anais do?
She's a singer.
When is the last time you heard a single?
I haven't.
Exactly. You had about 6 to 8 months worth of taping on Love and Hip Hop, which is the number one franchise, number one reality TV behind Housewives.
Right. We just
and you ain't put out not one single.
Yeah.
You gotta take advantage of your opportunity. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in.
Is that it?
Yes. We gotta go. I know we're gonna miss you.
No, you have to come back again.
We gotta come back again. Make sure.
Now that Jay got the flavor.
You keep in touch with everyone. You can follow me on Instagram at MISS Conversation Piece, like a piece of cake.
Yes, ma'am.
And where can they find you?
Make sure you guys are following me on all my social media sites. That's at Quentin T. Harris. That's QUENTINTHARRIS. I enjoyed y'all tonight, ladies. Yes.
And you already know my name, Jade Ming. And you can follow me on Instagram, My Ming Official, MAIMING Official.
She's official, y'all.
You know.
Yes, and I'm Lanisha. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha spelled LANISHA 914.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Leave a comment, like it, and we'll be back next week. Bye.
AfterBuzz.
Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz. See you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.